Frickin' Circus, episode 0611, accordions.
It was an accordion. Loaned it to your grandparents, to your grandfather.
I stumbled across an ad in the Musicians Union that said that there's a place in Salt Lake City, Utah, which we're going to be there in a couple weeks. So I guess there's another shot for me to go accordion hunting.
The number you have reached, 3420-8320, is not in service. If you do have reached and supported an error, please check the number and try your call again. Thank you.
It's 10:47 at night. It's a good time to make pancakes. Pancakes and bacon. I've been out walking around the last couple days because I had a couple days off. Thinking about all this accordion stuff. My grandmother, on my father's side of the family, has two main complaints in life. I mean, she has a lot of complaints. You get her talking, and she'll tell you how hard it's been. And it has been. Her first complaint in life, and maybe her biggest, is that her husband, who she was married to for, I guess, like some 20 some odd years, was gay. And my grandmother's second biggest complaint in life is that she gave or loaned, depending on which version of the story you've heard, my grandfather on my mother's side of the family an accordion, and it disappeared when they moved. Lost, broken, gone, whatever. No one really knows. She never forgave him for it. He's dead. She still hasn't let it go. I paid Walter about $500 to install a microphone system inside my accordion. And when I took it out to play with the circus, it just wasn't working right, so I brought it back. And he said it would take him a few days to correct the problem, and that he would ship it to me in Rhode Island. Now, when I got the box into my dressing room in Rhode Island, you could clearly see on the side of the box, there's big red letters that say, fragile. And there was a hole the size of a forklift tong punched through the word fragile. It was a big enough hole to just put your hand right through. And I opened up the box, and inside the hard case of the accordion was also smashed. And I opened up the case, and the accordion also had a hole into it, into the air chamber.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, not at all. Are you Paul?
Yes, I'm Paul.
Hi, I'm... Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm back.
Yeah, sure.
So where are you from?
Originally from Boston, but I haven't been there in about 10 months or so. I've been doing a lot of traveling. And much of the last 6 months of it, I've been looking for my next accordion.
So Vetter, first off, is German. Playing in Paul, Germany. Boni Barini is Italian. They're a nice instrument, they're good value for the money. Gruber is an Italian-made German thing. We do Scandale, we bring in. Orsini is very high-end Italian, very, very nice.
These are all new on this side.
These are all new. Mm-hmm. This particular Piccini is made to be very, very lightweight. To be honest, it's not the greatest sound, but the greatest thing is you put it on and it's like 14 pounds.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
The weight.
That's interesting.
Pier Maria is a brand that I've repped and done for many years in the United States. Build a nice instrument.
That looks like a cool instrument right there. It's got the full kind of chords, but actually very few chords. It's interesting because it makes it light.
In other words, on that one.
Yeah, right.
So Pierre Maria is very nice. This is nice. Don't have a lot of Pierre Maria. Mm-hmm. It's not right now, but the Rossinis are good. So I just have a smattering of the models that we've grabbed.
And you sell used instruments too, don't you?
Mm-hmm. We do.
I've looked at a lot of used instruments because what I found is that for the kind of money that I've been talking about.
What kind of range are you?
Well, I haven't seen.
Maybe?
I could be persuaded by a really good instrument, but we're talking like $1,500 to $2,500. And so, really, what I've seen of quality are used instruments.
Yeah, used instruments are not going to be in a new instrument. This has a tone chamber. Mm-hmm. So, you're going to hear a single read. I notice it's very responsive to.
Oh, yeah. It's
very, very responsive. We go to a single read over here, not in the chamber.
Oh, yeah. It's obvious. It's a huge, it's night and day.
Difference.
It's night and
but
day.
But this usually does this sort of a sound better.
Musette sound.
If you want a brilliant musette, it does it better than a tone.
Is there a musette tuning out in this one?
This one does have musette.
Just to kind of.
Still, it's nicest. But, I mean, that's night and day to me. The difference between those two instruments. I mean, I do favor the sound of the chamber.
I don't remember all the details. No, I kept it because I loved it. But if he's going to have pleasure out of it, Lutzi, I could lend it to him. They're going to be careful. Yes, I specifically said to my son, it was your father who came to me. He wanted Lutzi to have the opportunity to play, I don't know, maybe at what time he played the harmonica, or the instrument. But I said, look, I'm lending it. I want it back. Let's make that clear. When I asked for it back, we don't have it. It wasn't in the way. They threw it away. I don't know if it was thrown out after he died, or whether he didn't play it. You know, some people have a rule. If I don't use a certain something, whether it's an item of clothing or something in the house, for 2 years, it goes out. But I was very aggravated, I'll tell you the truth. I was so angry when it happened. I said, here, I did somebody a favor. I learned a lot in life, but it has been the hard way. Because I trusted if I spoke to a person and, you know, said this, whatever, that would be remembered. No, nobody gives a damn.
UPS said they wanted to actually see the accordion to begin to process the insurance. And so I had to go through a whole process of arranging a pickup. It took a few weeks, actually, because the circus constantly moves, and every time they'd get to me to pick up the accordion, I was gone. But finally, they got it. About a month later, I hadn't heard from them, so I called. And they said, well, you haven't filed a claim yet. I said, well, how do I do that? And they looked up the account and the shipping number, and they said, well, actually, you're not the shipper of this accordion, and you can't file a claim. This is when I started calling Walter to get him to start to file the claim. The first time I got him on the phone, he told me that he insured the accordion for $600. Not even a quarter of its value. Now at this point, I'm thinking, if I get the money, it's not even going to begin to pay for a new accordion. But my bigger problem at the moment is that how am I going to get this guy to file an insurance claim, collect the $600, and then give it to me. For a while, Walter wouldn't pick up the phone when I called. After about a month of that, I called from a payphone once, so he wouldn't recognize me on the caller ID, and he picked up. I convinced him to fill out the forms for the insurance and send them in. And he said he did. About a month after that, I called to check in, and he said he was confused about the forms, and he didn't know where they were, and what to do, and how to provide proof of the value of the instrument and the damage. But he promised he'd follow through on it. And then finally, about a month after that, he called me and he said, they tell me the deadline's going to run out in a few days on this. I don't know what to do.
People people are so self-centered, and they don't like it. They don't like, they might tell you, I'm not that way, but they are so self-centered that their wants and needs are uppermost.
About is one of the new ones that you had that's a little one with a small section of bass, but it includes the diminished. Well, I'd like to play it. Do you mind?
Sure. So what brings you to Salt Lake City?
Well, the company I work for has me in a different town every week, and I'm here through Sunday. I'm not working much in the next few days, so I might be inclined to make a few visits here, actually. Just kind of get the sound of these in my ear. This is beautiful, how small it is. And yet, actually, it's actually a very good sounding instrument. I love this. Definitely not as big and echoey as those things, big giant Italian things, but it does sound sweet, like it's tuned beautifully. The reeds, it plays so easily. It's so little, we travel well. I travel constantly. I'll be only home, this year I'll only be home for 2 weeks. I play piano in the circus, that's me. Got two sets of reeds in it, but they're beautiful sets of reeds.
Lend it, but I'm not giving it away. I want it back. Now, how anybody could disregard that and don't make a note of some sort. Either one of them was a musician. Maybe he fooled around with it. Maybe he liked to tinker with them. I don't know. I didn't. Those were the days that I did not pursue anything. I didn't corner a person. I didn't ask.
Some people say he really was like quite a musician on the accordion, although of course I never heard him play one or saw him with one.
I never heard him play, and I didn't know this. Was he the player? Did he play the accordion?
Some people say that he really did play really well. Like I've heard people say they had memories of him playing beautifully.
But who are some people?
Well, my mom and her mom.
Well, they apparently didn't know. They didn't hear that I wanted it back.
I also wanted to ask you about, and I forgot to ask you, if you have here for sale or can or do sell by shipping cases. Because I'm actually looking for a soft case for my existing accordion. Yeah. How much do those cost?
$120 to $185.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing when you fly? You probably don't have to fly with your instrument very often.
I don't, So what I did was I used like an American Tourister, just a duffel bag, pulled the pins and inverted it so it went into the overhead.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I had an embarrassing experience coming because I flew over and back probably close to a dozen times within a year and a half. Had my dirty underwear. Well, first off, she asked me what it was, and I said an accordion, and she couldn't believe me that it was an accordion because it was the wrong shape.
Uh-huh.
And so I told her, I says, well, my underwear is in there, you know. Mm-hmm.
So I called them myself, and I convinced them to let me provide the proof of the value of the instrument and the damage. And they did. 6 months later, I finally got this check in the mail for the damage to my accordion. And the next day, I put it in an envelope so I could mail it to my bank, and I lost it. And for 2 nights, I was up, laying there, thinking, wait, maybe I walked past the mailbox, maybe I mailed it and I forgot. I was in a little bit of a rush to get back at the end. You know, maybe I just mailed it and I forgot. And I was like retracing my steps, which were a little fuzzy in my memory. And just trying to recall each block that I walked down. And did I pass a mailbox and just throw it in there without being very conscious of it? Maybe it's mailed and it's on its way to the bank and I didn't lose it at all. That's what I was thinking, you know? And I was like, I even got to the point, like, I thought about it enough times that I had imagined, like, I'd whipped up these imaginary blocks that I walked down with imaginary mailboxes. Like, I got way too far into it, trying to recreate a better outcome of the scenario, which is that I just lost this thing. It just fell out of my pocket somewhere. I'm really dreading having to call this insurance company and explain to them after all this that I lost the check and I need them to write the check again. On one hand, I think, well, they probably have to do this all the time. Checks go lost, and there's just some procedure. They just fill out a form, and another check goes out. But another part of me just can't forget how many months it took to get this check, and how many times I came so close to not getting it at all. And I just think, all I can do is just call up the insurance company and see what they say. Newport News, Virginia. Capital Insurance Agency. Thanks. You too.
Area code 757-340-8320. Now connecting your call. The number you have reached, 340-8320, is not in service. If you do have reached this recording error, please check the number and try your call again.
So what Grandma Vera really failed to consider in all this is that perhaps he is going to give it back. Because one thing he was never accused of being is a thief. I don't believe that he took it. I mean, I believe that he took it, but she has to consider that maybe he took it with him. No one can give you any evidence for something like that. But it's the only version of the story that has any hope in it. You've been listening to Frickin' Circus. This episode coming to you from Portland, Oregon, Salt Lake City, Utah, and Denver, Colorado. Accordions International is at www.accordioninfo.com. Also visit blueberry.com to find good podcasts. BLUBRRY.com.
because I loved it.